This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
The superyacht industry is a vital cog in the whole tourism industry. I think you'd have to agree with that. These vessels are the front line in the water. And now with some easing of restrictions and with the Queensland border open to all but Victorians, there will now be a visitor wanting to go sailing in our beautiful waters. We hope more than one visitor. We hope families, people get together to do this because they are absolutely incredible. And with us just being a stone's throw from two world-listed heritage sites, the Daintree Rainforest and the Great Barrier Reef, we are set up very well to kickstart the economy on the water. And we can do that by investing into local tourism operators and businesses. Far North Queensland is Australia's tropical paradise, and what better way to explore the wonders of the GBR than on your own crewed charter yacht? Now, two of the craft that come to mind to me anyway is the MV Monsoon and the MV Dreamtime. And representing them is Agatha Lugowski. And she is the Charter Sales and Reservations Executive for these magnificent super yachts.
Hi, Paul. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, let's have a chat about... Now, before we get stuck into the actual two yachts that you guys sort of manage and look after, Queensland super yacht industry was flourishing before COVID, wasn't it?
Absolutely, Paul. The Crystal Brook Superyacht Marina in Port Douglas there has been open for a couple of years now with the Superyacht Finger there. And there are an array of yachts available for chartering.
I mean, as you say, an incredible fleet of yachts moored here at the Crystal Brook Superyacht Marina in Port Douglas. And, of course, our studio is on the Ballyhooly Railway Station, so we see it all the time. It's just wonderful walking around and see it. Now, Agatha, as we navigate our way out of this crisis, how can we help to get this industry up to speed again, full speed?
Paul, it is vitally important. Now, with the borders that are starting to open, we have that opportunity to explore our beautiful backyard. And as you mentioned, Port Douglas is really just a stone's throw away from the Great Barrier Reef, which is a World Listed Heritage Site. So please come and visit. Come and visit Cairns. Come and visit Port Douglas. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Make it that next corporate adventure that you come up and visit us and start exploring your own backyard.
And, you know, with surveys that have been done, people, Australians, don't want to travel overseas for, you know, obvious reasons. So people in Australia, maybe instead of going overseas, are going to get up to our part of the world and enjoy this part of the world. So we might see actually a surge from homegrown tourists.
We do have those people in Australia that during this time, during winter, they'd spend the big bucks and go overseas. They're going to go to Bali. They're going to go across to Europe. But what an amazing opportunity we have now to really kind of invest in Australia, invest in the local tourism industry and really get to know, where we come from. So, yeah, it's a really great opportunity to explore some of those places that, you know, might not be on the top of the bucket list, but trust me, they really should be.
And of course, getting out on the water is super important. Now, you represent Monsoon and Dreamtime, and we'll talk about them individually. I think they're two beautiful craft. First up, let's have a look at MV Monsoon. Paint a picture of this vessel for us.
So this was easy for me to do. Monsoon is a gorgeous 54-foot motor yacht. Now, she's fully crewed with a skipper and a deckhand, who is your own personal fishing guide and snorkeling guide. So jump on board with up to 12 family members, friends, wedding parties, corporate groups. Jump on board and we can take you to your own personal reef spot. You won't see another soul out there with us. Enjoy a day of snorkeling. You can wet a line, try and catch dinner for the day. We've got the opportunity to explore the sand caves that are, you know, thriving around Port Douglas and the reef. You know what, Paul? You can relax or you can have an adrenaline-filled adventure. It's really up to you. Our crew and myself especially, I'll chat to all our guests individually and really find out what it is that they would like to do. I've had wedding groups on board. I've had families with little tuckers on board that have never been for a swim in the ocean. So look, we really cater to an array of different guests on board, and we love having everyone on board. Come and enjoy a gourmet lunch with a 360-degree view of the reef. It really is spectacular.
I mean, this is a tailored itinerary. This is something that you can work on as a group and say, look, some people might go that way, but we want to prefer to go that way. So it's really your itinerary, well and truly.
Absolutely, Paul. So, for example, next week I've got 12 boys coming on board and all they want to do is fish. So we've
right.
got our...
I bet they want a beer as well.
Oh, you got that right. You definitely got that right. So we are a BYO vessel too. So that's always nice to know. You can bring your own beer and wine on board. We've got plenty of cooler space to keep it cool and fresh. Once you're ready to crack that beer open, we've got all the space for you to do it on. So I look at Monsoon as my affordable luxury yacht. Now, what I mean by that is if you look at the other boats, you know, the bigger boats where you're surrounded by, you know, up to 300 people, those are about 300, 350 per person. If you split the cost between your 10 or 12 packs on board MV Monsoon, you're looking at almost the same price there. So for a little bit extra per person, it really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to enjoy your own private super yacht and, yeah, be like the rich and famous.
Now, the Monsoon crew, I'm told they're incredibly professional.
Oh, absolutely. We have a fantastic skipper and deckhand on board who have been with us for many years. They have an incredible wealth of knowledge about the reef, the area, the weather, anything really to do with Far North Queensland and yachting in general. And they're very keen to help you out by wetting a line and seeing if they can get the catch of the day for you as well.
Safety paramount as well.
All of our guests are briefed on safety, and as you can imagine, safety is our number one goal while we're out there on the reef. And especially now during this COVID crisis that we've experienced, we really are one of the only kind of safe ways, I suppose, to go out and see the reef, because you're on board with your own chosen family and friends. You're not surrounded by others. So it is really an option for those for those people that are a bit more conscious of what's going on in the world at the moment.
Okay, that's Monsoon. Now tell us about Dreamtime, another magnificent craft.
Dreamtime, this is where you're really acting like the rich and famous, and she's definitely not in everybody's budget. But MV Dreamtime is a gorgeous super yacht. She's got a jacuzzi at the front. She sleeps 8 packs. She comes all equipped with a 5-star chef on board. You have a hostess looking after you, a skipper, and an engineer. Now, when you go out on Dreamtime, you can expect all the 5-star luxuries you would, say, in the Mediterranean, or if you were to hire a yacht out in the Bahamas. So especially to any of those clients that are sitting in maybe dreary Adelaide and you know, enduring a cold winter, and they're dreaming of those summer getaways, it's the perfect opportunity to explore Queensland and Australia on one of those luxury super yachts.
Yeah, she sounds like pure luxury.
If I can just paint the picture for you, you head out of the marina and you bypass Low Isles and you head out to, say, Agincourt or Opal Reef, drop the anchor, champagne, cocktails on the flybridge, your 360-degree view of the ocean while the chef prepares you a freshly caught tuna that's been caught, you know, just that day. It really is. There really is nothing like it.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful tuna. Like you said, and you made an emphasis on the chef there. You're talking about a chef preparing gourmet food.
So the chef is on board with you. So we have an incredible chef that comes on board with you, and I work very, very closely with the clients that come on board Dreamtime. This is one of those charters that really is once in a lifetime, and I work closely. And look, you're eating the most precious ingredients. Everything is sourced locally. The chef is working from 6 a.m. till, I dare say, 11 p.m. creating those 5-star quality meals that you can only dream of.
Wow, this sounds the height of luxury, Agatha. So you would talk to people and work out all of the prices. And how many people are we talking about, by the way?
Sure. So MV Dreamtime can sleep up to 8 packs. And for a day trip, we can take 12 as well on Dreamtime.
And you'd have a little chat to them about the price, but it's sort of price on application because this is sheer luxury.
Yeah. If anyone is interested in MV Dreamtime, please drop me a line and I'm happy to discuss all of the inclusions and everything with you in regards to cost.
Okay, well, Agatha, MV Monsoon and MV Dreamtime, the best way to discover the wonders of the Great Barrier Reef. And it is the best way to do it by boat, as you said, out there on the water, on the sparkling water, enjoying everything this region can offer. Now, tell us how people can contact you guys and plan a wonderful day out on either vessel.
Fab. Thanks, Paul. Yeah, please Google us. We're on Instagram and Facebook. If you look us up online, it's www.monsoonreefcharters.com.au or you can drop me a line at info@monsoonreefcharters.com.au and drop me a line and I will happily chat to you and discuss what options we have available or just come up with a plan together of a great day out on the reef.
Sounds wonderful. And if you missed what Agatha just said then, you'll find all that contact detail below this podcast. Thank you, Agatha. Onwards and upwards as far as the super yachts are concerned, and you stay safe.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks so much for having me. It's been great chatting.